This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I have a marketing background, and I've always enjoyed watching how companies transform themselves and reinvent themselves. That I was kind of fascinated by what Playboy did, and that they decided, you know what, we'll just go no nudity. Or, you know, none of the old school type. And unfortunately it failed, but I commend them for trying to shake things up a little bit. Well, what has been very fascinating is what's been going on in the junk food industry. All right. We have had such a push, and very successful, by the way, to get people to stop drinking soda pops. All right. And junk food, and to eat less junk. Now, we're not completely successful. I mean, people are definitely, you know, still eating crap. There's still, you know, some big sales. Even Pepsi has boasted that they have had a spike in sales. But how they turned around and how they turned this around to get sales is coming up with, quote unquote, guilt-free foods. It's very interesting, the psychology behind marketing, all right? Now, I've really had a bone to pick with the soda pop industry, okay? Because we knew that soda pop, you know, was sugary. But we didn't know that soda pop could be the root of obesity. You know, I mean, I was skinny for years. Maybe not skinny, but I was great. And then, you know, my mom would, you know, bring me in a small Coca-Cola every day. Yeah, because I didn't like drinking coffee. And I was working, you know, 12, 16 hours days. Go use this for the caffeine, and all of a sudden, I got this weight that I can't take off, all because I drank a soda pop a day. But back then, we didn't, I mean, you know, I figured, look, I'm exercising, I'm not eating a lot of sugar, I'm eating vegetables or whatever, so that's my one treat. It's only, what, 120 calories, whatever. Uh-uh. And we've come to learn that it's not calories in, you know, adds up for you gaining weight. You could have a salad and a Coca-Cola, same caloric content, but the salad won't make you gain weight and the Coca-Cola will. So now we know there's a lot of hormonal influences. There's a lot of things at, you know, in play. But what these companies have targeted is a sort of guilt-free type of marketing campaign. So many people reach for the baked Lay's potato chips, or the diet soda. And they have reported higher global sales. PepsiCo company, according to CEO Indra Nooyi, reiterated that 45% of the company's revenue is now coming from the guilt-free products. That grouping now, I guess, underscores how food makers are now repositioning themselves. And if you notice, they're not calling them diet. See, in the 80s, that worked. All right, Pepsi Free, Tab, Diet Coke. Well, Diet Coke came out later in the 70s, but the 80s, you know, saw a big explosion of people going for diet. And now diet seems to be kind of, I guess, attached and stereotyped as, oh no, that could be bad for you because there could be artificial sweeteners in there. A diet soda could be cancerous. And so the more of these studies that come out, even though we still don't have proof that diet drinks cause cancer, but the more we get all these bad headlines with diet products, They're going to switch it to something. These companies have to stay afloat. So now it's guilt-free. So I don't know if later they're going to have guilt-free Coke or guilt-free Pepsi. Now, the FDA said last year that they are reevaluating their guidelines for when companies can use the term healthy on packaging to reflect the latest science. And for PepsiCo, the definition of guilt-free is broad. So the makers of Doritos, Tropicana, and Gatorade, PepsiCo, considers products falling under that term as those with positive ingredients, such as grains, fruits, and vegetables. So if you could stick some fruits, vegetables, or grains into your product, then you can make it guilt-free. But is it still high in calories? Could it still be high in fat and sugar? Yeah. They have naked beverages, right? You know, like naked juice, all right, that have more than 400 calories, 50 grams of sugar or fruits per bottle. Well, that naked juice, it's very sweet. There's a lot of sugar in that. That doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. Quaker products like the breakfast cookie has 180 calories, 6 grams of fat, 14 grams of sugar. Drinks with less than 70 calories per 12-ounce serving are also part of PepsiCo's guilt-free category, as are snacks with less saturated fat or sodium than their regular counterparts. Now, don't get me wrong. I think this is very cool that Pepsi will have products they could offer. All right? Go for it. I think that's wonderful because every now and then I'm hankering for some soda pop. So if I could have a soda pop that's not diet but has less calories, all right, you know, I'm probably going to purchase it. They say PepsiCo Inc. doesn't stamp its packages with a guilt-free label. The idea comes through product names like Simply and Baked, and it's how they're generally marketed. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of these companies are going to later start saying guilt-free, guilt-free, etc. So now we are looking at a way where we consumers can be suckered, okay? If we, you know, whenever you buy a product, all right, or whenever you are the consumer, you need to stop, and we don't do this usually, and kind of think what the vendor's angle is, okay? All right? So like with the car, you know, what's the vendor's angle? Why is this car up front? Look at all these other cars, but why do they have this car jetted out? Why is the car rotating, right? Movement so it catches your eye. But why are they putting so much on us looking at this car? Why? What is it? Do they have too many of those cars? Is it because they got yelled at by management that they didn't sell enough? You know, why are they pushing this type of car? It's not that it's better for me, but it's better for them to sell this type of car. Why? You know, maybe you're like, maybe I shouldn't fall for it. Or maybe, you know what, they have too much inventory. And maybe it does work for you. But you got to kind of think what they're doing. So same thing with products. Okay? They need to now compete with everybody else and deal with the sagging sales. So, guilt free. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday, and I believe the day before, I was talking about heart disease, and Tyler from Glendale writes, and we got this yesterday, I haven't seen a doctor in over 5 years, but I've seen various practitioners. Not sure if they're PAs or NP, I have no idea. They've given me high blood pressure medicine and medication for my cholesterol and do blood work once in a while, but no one has checked my heart. I ask for a doctor, but never get one. I'm getting worried. I have heart disease, like you're discussing, but I don't get to see a doctor. So he wrote this probably after listening to one of my other shows. And we had just talked about dental practitioners performing dental procedures. I guess a lot of states are trying to pass laws where they could take some of the workload off dentists. by filling crowns and, you know, extracting teeth. And many of them are well versed in it, and qualified. But, you know, again, the concern of a non-doctor taking care of you. Now, like I've said, and I said in the last hour, I've had nurse practitioners and PAs. They have been phenomenal. I'm extremely, extremely proud of the work that many of them did in my clinic, and my patients loved them, etc. But in this particular case, Tyler and Glendale, I'm not sure what's going on where you haven't seen a physician in this whole time, because a lot of times you'll still see either the supervising physician or in the clinic you're going to. You should still be able to, you know, at least, I mean, you may have to wait a few months to get in with the medical provider, but you usually have some access. But if it's been 5 years and you absolutely have no access to a physician, then there's a few things you need to do. One is share with the PA and the nurse practitioner that you have never had your heart checked. The big problem we have with these big, huge, conglomerate, merging medical centers, hospitals, big, huge groups is a lot of times you're not getting the same provider all the time. So you walk in saying, I need a refill of my blood pressure medicine and my cholesterol medication. All right, now, for me, you know, my head was, you know, so far into your chart going, wait a second, when was your last physical? When was your last EKG? What's going on here? Have you had a stress test yet? Have you had your eyes checked, etc.? And usually, most practitioners ask those things. But if you are a fit-in, and, you know, you see the person on call that day, you know, or walk-in clinic, and they go, okay, you need your refills here. Here's your refills. Make sure you come back. You know, make sure you do your physical. And you don't, because a lot of PAs and nurse practitioners recommend your yearly physicals. And if you don't, that's on you. So, you know, but if they haven't offered it, ask. You know, say, look, I've been on these medicines for 5 years. Nobody's ever done a heart check. I haven't had an EKG. Or if you've had an EKG, but you haven't had a stress test, you know, how do I know I don't have artery clogging? You know, when should I be getting that done? Now, when you talk to a provider, whether it's a doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, etc., right, you don't also want to sound accusatory. So rather than saying, look, nobody's done this in 5 years, you know, I don't want to have a heart attack. You know, sometimes if you don't think they're getting the point, you got to be direct like that. But how I would approach it is, you know, look, I've been on this medication, you know, for 5 years now. How often should I be getting my heart checked? All right. And when do we start checking the heart? And they may realize that somebody hadn't done it. And they'll go, you know what? That's a great idea. Why don't we do it now? And they do it. So you see, it's less, you know, accusatory, less, you know, I mean, if you don't want to, you know, start getting everybody's feathers ruffled. But, you know, many times you have to be the one to bring it up. Now, the other option you have is go find a doctor. You may have to pay cash. If your network only allows you to go to this one, you know, type of clinic, I mean, you may have to pay cash and go to a doctor. You know, a big issue I have is, and I understand why, because, you know, with what happened with Obamacare and insurance is now so damn expensive, it's, you know, why also pay out of pocket? I get that. But just because your insurance doesn't cover something doesn't mean you don't deserve it and you don't need it. You know, there's so many people going, nah, I'm only supposed to get a mammogram every couple of years, so I'm not going to get one. Well, what if you think you need one? I mean, are you doing breast exams? Did you feel a lump? Is it in the family? I mean, talk to your medical provider, because if you're at higher risk, they'll do a mammogram. Well, what if they don't? Then you go and purchase it yourself. Ask for a cash discount and go and do it yourself. Well, no, because I have insurance. Really? You're going to stand on principles that just because you have insurance, you're not going to pay out of pocket for something that the insurance doesn't cover. Now, mind you, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to sit here and with all the money that I'm spending on health insurance, go out of that network and have to start paying cash for something that the insurance should really be paying for. But if your health is on the line and you're worried about what's going on and nobody's ordering what they, then you need to, on your own, get it done. Don't let an insurance company kill you. So that's how I would suggest you approach with a PA as a nurse practitioner. So what should you be doing if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, etc.? All right, there's a lot of guidelines out there. The guidelines change and they get updated every year. For me, in my practice, I kept it very consistent. Okay? Anybody over 40 years old got an EKG. No, you did an EKG. It's not even that expensive. But everybody over 40 got an EKG. If they were a smoker, well, they got a chest x-ray. Because when I was taught, when I did my hematology-oncology rotation, which deals with cancer and blood disorders, the doctor said, you x-ray a smoker twice a year. Now, they weren't using CAT scans in the 90s as often as they do now. Now, we finally have guidelines allowing us to CAT scan you if you're a smoker to look for cancer. But when I was practicing, I do an EKG. If you smoked, you got a chest x-ray. If the EKG was abnormal, you got a chest x-ray. Now, obviously, if you had symptoms, yes, I would be doing those even sooner. If you were 30 years old having chest pain, you got an EKG. If you were having a cough, a productive cough and high fever and thought you had pneumonia, yes, I do a chest x-ray. But we're talking for a healthy person, right, without blood pressure issues, without cholesterol issues. You're walking into my office, I'm going to get an EKG on you, hands down. Now we order some blood work. Well, I'll get the blood work back probably in 3-4 days. Rather than not do an EKG, do the blood work, find out you're pre-diabetic or you have high cholesterol, and then want to drag your butt back in. You know, many patients like the fact that I was getting it done then and there. And a lot of people, they want a physical. They want to be touched. They want to know that somebody's looking at something. Somebody's evaluating something. So all 40-year-olds will get an EKG. I would also check their blood sugar, cholesterol, liver, kidneys in the blood, blood count. If I thought they were at risk for STDs, I would run hepatitis, syphilis, herpes, whatever they wanted, right? Gonorrhea, chlamydia, right? For women, they got a mammogram at age 40, right? And we do mammograms every 2 years in the 40s, but if they were at higher risk, they could have it every year. If their breasts were dense, order an ultrasound with it. For men, I would get a baseline PSA for them, right? And then a few years later, they could get another one. And if there's any change, now, if I think they're high risk, you get it in 6 months or a year later. But for 40 years old, there's not a lot of prostate cancer in the 40-year-old range. But I would offer it, and most men said, yeah, get a baseline. So at least I have a baseline, somebody to refer back to. So in my 50s, if my number in my 40s was 0.2, let's say, and now in my 50s, I'm 4, right, something obviously changed. Right? Even though 0 to 4 is normal, that's kind of a spike. When you're in your 50s, I'll check your PSA a little bit more often. Now, remember, this is before the guidelines really discouraged us running PSA. But I picked up prostate cancer. Now, I know many agencies say, well, who cares if you found the prostate cancer? Watch and wait. We aren't going to do much with the prostate cancer anyway. And I understand that. I understand that argument. But, you know, men are living longer. You know, we used to say, look, why are you checking prostate cancer on a 60-year-old man? He's going to barely live another few years anyway. Their life expectancy is in the 60s. So, you know, why put him through that? But men now are living very easily into their 80s, 90s. So you have a 50-year-old, yeah, I'm going to screen him. And we picked up prostate cancer in some 50-year-olds. Right, that needed to be addressed. Now, I don't decide it. I let a urologist talk to him. And then the urologist and he decide if they want to watch and wait, etc. So, thyroid should also be checked, etc. If you're over 50, you need to get a colonoscopy. If there's a family history of colon cancer or blood in the stool that you personally have or issues, you're going to get a colonoscopy even sooner. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Now Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Ramble, ramble.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So under health news, we have the quote-unquote political climate is stressing America out. Duh. I think we've been stressed for the past year and a half. Democrats and Republicans alike are stressed out when they think about the future of America and the political climate, according to a new poll released Wednesday. It's the first time since the American Psychological Association started the annual Stress in America Coping with Change survey 10 years ago. that this level of anxiety about the political climate and the country's future has been reported. According to Lynn Bufka, Associate Executive Director for Practice Research and Policy, they say people are saying they're more stressed now than they have been in quite some time. We don't necessarily know all the whys, but we do know what some of the sources of stress are. They say in addition to the economy, work and money stress are annually in the top three stressors. 57% of Americans polled in January said that the political climate is a very significant or somewhat significant source of stress, according to the online Harris Poll survey. Nearly half of Americans polled, 49%, said the same about the outcome of the election. They say Democrats are more likely than Republicans, 72% versus 26%, to say the outcome of the election is a significant source of stress. 59% Republicans polled that the future of the nation was a significant source of stress for them, compared to 76% of Democrats. All right? They say, let me see here, all right, and then you have some people that have been quoted, okay, for who they voted for and, well, you know, whether they regret their vote or not and stress. All right, so before I talk about ways to relieve the stress, there's a lot of things that I think are different now that might have existed when we were younger, but we might not have seen it. Okay, for example, when I see somebody who wears a Great America, Make America Great hat, okay, Make America Great Again hat, and they get beat up, right, and they get assaulted. Or you see somebody who's white getting assaulted saying it's because of Trump. That scares me. I don't remember seeing that when Jimmy Carter won. I don't remember Republicans going after, you know, people who voted for Jimmy Carter. Or Republicans who voted for Bill Clinton getting beat up. In fact, I don't really see anybody pulling somebody out of a car that has a Hillary sticker on her car beating her up. Now, maybe it's happening and, you know, the news isn't reporting it, but I'm sure something like that would be reported by many news outlets. And so, you know, one big stressor is if you're on the wrong side of, a political environment, you could get your butt kicked. You could get killed, you know? I don't remember anybody saying they wanted to blow up the White House with Ronald Reagan in it or blow up the White House with President Carter in it. Yet you have Madonna thinking about blowing up the White House with President Trump in it. You know, why, and for those of us that really like Madonna, okay, we don't want to see Madonna this mad. You know, there was a lot of anxiety with the Super Bowl on what Lady Gaga would do, believe it or not. And right, now some of us, we love Lady Gaga music, some of us don't. And I saw on the internet, before halftime was coming on, a lot of people, I can't watch it, I won't be able to watch it. Yeah, you know, they don't want to see people that they like or that have nothing to do with politics because they the music is an escape. And seeing somebody where the music is an escape turn to politics. Excuse me, I'm a fan of Beyonce. But once she starts to go political, I go, that's not why I'm watching Beyonce. She can sing. You know, I mean, have you ever heard Beyonce sing the Star Spangled Banner? She rocks. All right? Do what we want to see you do. So when our music, which is an escape, or stars, right, like Seinfeld. I love watching Seinfeld. I think Seinfeld is one of the most brilliant comedians out there. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus, excellent. But if they start getting political, and, you know, it starts to ruin it for me. And it's not because, look, obviously many people in Hollywood are Democrat. That's, you know, and liberal and maybe like Obamacare. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is I go to you guys for an escape. So, yes, it's stressful when all of a sudden, you know, you want to, you know, enjoy a movie, et cetera. And you know, you'll see an article going, yeah, you know, they called, you know, Trump this or Republicans this. And, you know, and you know, many of us are independents. Okay. And we vote who we think is going to be best in office. Okay. And so
you know, we start to feel bad about ourselves. And so when politics starts to get into arenas that we really don't want politics into, it's a problem. Same thing with work. You know, oh, it was stressful. Absolutely stressful. You had people groaning that Hillary was going to win. You had people groaning that Trump won. All right? We want a happy work environment. Now, a huge stressor for us, okay, and obviously with the political climate, and the article's not highlighting, but, you know, top on the list was economy, work, and money stress. I mean, a big thing for me, and I think a big thing for all of you, is we went through any savings that we had. I started saving up money during the good years. We had some money. Now, I blew through it when grandma died. My grandma died, so we had to bury her because nobody else would, and that was $10,000, $12,000. Then a few months later, my dad dies. So nobody wanted to pay for his funeral, so we had to also. So our savings that we had, $20,000, $25,000, whatever we had, gone with two funerals. But luckily the economy was still good, so 2005, 2006, I could work again to try to get a little bit more money in the bank. We have kids. I want to save to put them to college. You know, I have a mom that's getting older that, you know, my family doesn't help. There's a lot of things going on. Plus, you know, I'm going to be middle-aged eventually. And this was my thinking 10 years ago. All right? Then all of a sudden the economy takes a fall. And yes, recessions happen. But this was one of the longest recessions I've ever seen. And it just didn't get better. And so a lot of us who thought this was the time we were going to start putting away for retirement, start preparing how things, you know, need to eventually be 10, 20 years from now, we couldn't. And we had to work harder than we ever did. And it's no lie. I remember I told you guys I was ready to wait tables. When my bank account was completely zeroed out because we couldn't get paid until our staff got paid, obviously, because we pay the staff first. And we took out mortgages and we couldn't pay on our house payment. To pay the bills, we went through everything. I had no money in the bank. And I wanted to post that picture on Facebook, and my husband didn't want us to do it because he didn't want anybody to know. So don't tell anybody. But I mean, that's how bad this got. It was ridiculous. And you're like, why are these policies in place? Why is this economy the way it is? Right? And so, you know, was Obama 100% at fault? No, he wasn't 100% at fault. Was he a lot to blame? Absolutely. Was Bush to blame? Yep, there was probably some policies in place. Was Clinton to blame? Absolutely. When it came to the banks and some of the economic policies he had. So, you know, there was a lot of people at fault. And so we blame our situation on, obviously, politics. You know, now, maybe if we had a better education, maybe if I had a different job than medicine. I mean, stupid me, I picked medicine thinking I would always have a job and that I would never go bankrupt. Well, who knew Obamacare would roll out where, you know, patients' deductibles were so high that insurance wouldn't pay you and patients wouldn't pay you. Patients were filing bankruptcy in droves. So we had seen patients for free. Thousands of patients we saw for free. Yeah, I had to close down the office. I mean, I couldn't stop paying the rent. Can't do it. So, very, very stressful. So, you know, what do you do? Well, one thing a lot of us do is we stop watching the news. Okay? You know, I mean, that's easy. But you still need to know what's going on. And we haven't even begun talking about all the terrorist attacks and the threats and, you know, our cops getting shot. So we got a lot to fix. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I always wonder what happens if somebody who turned the dial and wasn't expecting my show, all of a sudden you know, here's, you know, they're listening to the commercial. I was like, oh, it's a good commercial. Then all of a sudden, like, hey, everybody, it's the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for all tuning in. Like, no, let me turn it off really quick before she notices. I do notice. See, everybody thinks we radio hosts, we sit here in a studio, and we just talk to ourselves staring at a wall or staring at our computer or staring at a picture of Michael Fassbender that I have in my studio. And, you know, we don't know what the hell is going on with you guys, but I do. All right, you forget. I'm kind of like, you know, supernatural. So I have every bit of knowledge, all right, of if you're listening, if you're, see, somebody just turned the radio off. See, I caught them. It was a white Buick. Somebody just turned the radio off. So I know what's going on. All right? And then I remember, do I go to your house? No, I'm probably not going to go to your house. But the fact that I know it should really freak you out and make you think that I'm going to somehow, you know, I don't know, disturb you in your dreams. So I would just get a clue, all right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I give lectures to students at Toro University, and the majority of them come to class. I'm so proud of them. But one time I was about to lecture, and one of the students was about to leave, all right, to go home. And I was just walking into lecture, and I'm like, what? You are holding on to that backpack just a little too suspiciously tight. Like, no, I was just going to the bathroom, and my backpack's here, I'm staying here. I was like, woo, that was a close one. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I've been asked, can you wear a bra to bed so you don't have saggy breasts? I think Marilyn Monroe said she wore a bra to sleep every night. I think many people say you don't need a boob job because you could wear a bra in bed. The problem is the bras I wear are bigger than the pillowcases. So I don't want my husband accidentally grabbing a pillow and not realizing that that's, you know, the bra. But it may just be an urban legend. Dr. Seth Rankin says the garment could restrict the lymph glands that help flush toxins from the breast. Dr. Seth Rankin from London's Doctors Clinic revealed that breast sagging is inevitable at any age as tissue loses its elasticity over time. Yeah, can I just say, hell yeah, he's right on that one. Boy, do they sag. And you're like, what? How did I go from being Perky Polly to Droopy Dolores in a year? Well, that's what happens when you have kids. You know, and my kids, I don't understand the way they breastfed. You know, a baby's supposed to breastfeed, and then when they're done or whatever, I don't know what my kids were doing, you know, but it had to hurt for them to get the milk. It was so stupid. I don't know if they were chewing. I don't know what the heck they were doing, but breastfeeding with them was so traumatizing that I'm surprised the boobs didn't fall off. Anyway, okay, so he says that your breasts will lose elasticity over time, and he believes wearing a bra to bed will have little impact on preventing it. Exactly. If I want to provide any protection for my breasts where they're, you know, drooping now, that, you know, put on a pair of tennis shoes or put them in tennis shoes. He told Cosmopolitan, when you're lying down flat, the effect of gravity pushes the breast tissue back towards your chest instead of down towards your toes. So wearing a bra, which is supposed to support the breast from below, is redundant in bed, because I eat bread when I'm in bed, so yeah, that's why I'm thinking about bread. I'm like, the bra could hold the bread for me if I get hungry in the middle of the night. Anyway, he said breasts naturally compress back down to the chest. So, let's take a look here. Marilyn Monroe wore a bra. She was a 36D. Oh, my boobs are bigger than Marilyn Monroe's. See? Good. I'm a 36DD. Mariella Frosto, I know, so that means I could technically be sexier than Marilyn Monroe. Mariella Frostrup, I'm not sure who she is, but I think she's, I guess, a TV presenter. Halle Berry, she wears a bra in bed. She said, my mother taught me when I was very young that if I don't want my boobs to hit my knees by the time I was 30, to wear a bra even to bed. Oh, gosh, not only did they hit my knees, I had some ligament injury in my knee because of my breasts. So lymph glands are kind of like the exit doors for waste products from the breasts. They drain byproducts like estrogen, send them to the liver or kidneys to be broken down. Your lymphatic system needs to have flow. So a tight bra could restrict that flow of many of the lymph nodes in the breast and the armpit.
Okay, I would love to see a study if those who had breast cancer wore, bras to bed, or those who wore bras to bed, did they have less breast cancer? I don't know. So it'd be very interesting to see some studies. But right now, the word about the lymphatic drainage, the chronic inflammation, edema, and discomfort. So how do you prevent saggy breasts? Well, you can't, okay? But for any elasticity with the skin, you got to eat well. You got to exercise. You got to avoid excessive exposure to UV rays. You got to be careful with yo-yo dieting, because breasts get bigger with weight, and then they go down in weight. You know, some people say, well, if I don't have kids, I'm not going to have, even if you don't have kids, you're going to have saggy breasts. It's just after a while, the ligaments just weaken, you know, and the bigger you are, the worse it is. Now, some people bigger may look fuller, but the bigger you are, I think the worse it is. So we could do mastopexy. And we could do lifts where we lift up the breast. Many times what they have to do is take out the extra skin, pull up the skin, sew around the areola, try to leave the breast tissue, or for some women they need implants, and that can help make a nice improved look. But many Hollywood people have, you know, breast surgery, and they do that to look all perky. So when you see a star who's wearing a low-cut blouse, and their boobs look like perfectly round, and you're like, wait a second, she had three kids. To me, it's probably surgery. All right, doctors are back behind the eight ball, as this other study says that some docs may feel the opioid abuse epidemic, and they think it's the ER docs that are to blame for this one here. Emergency room patients are at greater risk for long-term opioid use, even after a single prescription from an ER doc. Alright, they say if a patient happened to see a high opioid prescribing doctor, their chance of getting an opioid is over 3 times higher. That's according to study author Dr. Michael Barnett. He's an assistant professor of health policy and management at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. Patients who are treated by frequent prescribers are also 30% more likely to develop long-term use over the next year. They say one out of every 48 people newly prescribed an opioid will become a long-term user. The results show that there's a real need for better guidelines regarding morphine, OxyContin, codeine, and fentanyl. Now, I don't know a lot of ER docs that prescribe OxyContin or fentanyl, right, to take home. Now, when you're in the ER, they may give you some morphine, they may give you some Demerol, they may give you some Dilaudid because you're in pain, and very gracefully and thankfully they do. Mercifully, they do. But, I mean, you're not going to get a take-home prescription for OxyContin. Most of us ER, you know, I did ER, you just don't go there. You'll give them some Percocet, maybe. Give them some Vicodin, Norco. So, obviously, drug overdose deaths have been a huge issue. They've been quadrupled since 1999. More than 6 out of 10 overdose deaths involve opioid drugs, according to the CDC. 91 people die every day from America from prescription opioids or heroin. Although in Louisville, we've been seeing a huge rash of spikes of overdoses. So, for the study, Dr. Barnett and his colleagues reviewed Medicare emergency room visits. This provided a natural experimental setting, and the data was easy to obtain. Patients don't choose the ER doctor who treats them. The ER doctor comes in and says, I'm your doctor. Oh, man, Dolly, what's up, Dr. Wax? I don't want you. You suck. Like, shut up. So they looked at these records, and they found a wide variation between the doctors. And a top quarter gave opioids to 24% of the patients, the lower end of the spectrum, 7%. All right? And they found that the most frequent prescribers were 30% more likely to have patients that had long-term opioid issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.